Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them their plans for the future, what they're working on in school, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Haley Kenner. Hey, Haley, how's it going?
I'm studying neuroscience. What I've been really interested in is ion channels.
What's an ion channel?
Great question you ask. In your brain and throughout your body, you have different neurons. A neuron is just a cell, but it's a cell of the nervous system. Let's just say neuron A is excited. It has this action potential, which is basically just electricity running through it. And the electricity, we want to move that to the next cell so it can kind of keep that domino effect of going down the line to get from, hey, I want to move my arm, to actually moving my arm. Ion channels are kind of where that electricity can go from one cell to another cell. When the ion channels are open, the electricity can flow through, and then they can be passed on to the next neuron. We study Alzheimer's, a big problem protein that we call A-beta. A-beta interacts with these neurons. That interaction is somehow causing the cells to get really excited, and they overwork themselves. They end up dying. This actually happens very early on in Alzheimer's, before some of even the cognitive deficits are noticed. What we're hypothesizing is that something's happening inside the cell that is holding the potassium channels open too long. When sodium enters the cell, that's kind of what kicks off the electric activity. It allows the cell to fire that action potential, which gets sent to the next neuron. Potassium is what goes out of the cell, brings the cell back to rest so that it can fire another action potential. The problem that we're seeing is that potassium channels are being closed. Potassium is positive, and if potassium wants to flow out of the cell, that will make the inside of the cell more negative if all the positive's flowing out, right? Mm-hmm. We need to get back to that negative state in order for the cell to rest. And if the cell can't rest, it's really easy for it to start firing again. My work was to try to figure out what types of potassium ion channels are in these neurons so that we could potentially figure out which ones might be being blocked.
Why are you studying this?
Alzheimer's is a huge problem facing millions and millions of Americans every year. The goal is that if we find a way to kind of stop what's happening that's killing these neurons really early on, we hopefully maybe push those symptoms down the road a couple years. So we're just trying to combat the situation from the very start so that hopefully the domino effect either doesn't happen or we can kind of delay it a little bit.
What are you going to do after you graduated?
Pursue an MD, PhD degree. And hopefully continuing in Raj Khanna's lab this year, I can keep continuing my work with ion channels, and hopefully maybe that's what I can pursue in the PhD side.
Keep doing it. One of the things that people say is good for Alzheimer's is listening to music. Do you ever listen to music?
I definitely listen to music. I think it's so important every day for people to listen to music. So I love old bands like Pearl Jam. I love Chris Cornell. It's just, it hits so close to home, and I love listening to them still. I listen to anything. I honestly think that music is so powerful, and it can really get people out of the darkest of times. So I think there's the right music out there for everybody.
Having diversity of music is good for your brain because, you know, different genres probably live. I imagine that they live in different areas of your brain and then they cross over when you have like genre mixing. It's just, I don't know. I'm not an expert or anything.
No, I think about that a lot too. I'm very color oriented and visual oriented. Mm-hmm. So I always think of different music as different colors and different like speeds of color. It's kind of interesting.
I love that idea. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thank you. I had so much fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.